218. O ye close and dear friends of Abdu'l-Bahá, in the Orient scatter perfumes and shed splendours on the West. Carry light unto the Bulgar and the Slav, with life invest. 1 year after the ascension of Baha'u'llah, there came this verse from the lips of the centre of the covenant. The covenant breakers found it strange indeed, and they treated it with scorn. Yet, praised be God, its effects are now manifest, its power revealed, its import clear. For by God's grace, today both East and West are trembling for joy, and now, from sweet waftings of holiness, the whole earth is scented with musk. The Blessed Beauty in unmistakable language hath made this promise in his book. We behold you from our realm of glory, and shall aid whosoever will arise for the triumph of our cause, with the hosts of the concourse on high, and a company of our favoured angels. God be thanked, that promised aid hath been vouchsafed, as is plain for all to see, and it shineth forth as clear as the sun in the heavens. Wherefore, O ye friends of God, redouble your efforts, strain every nerve, till ye triumph in your servitude to the ancient beauty, the manifest light, and become the cause of spreading far and wide the rays of the day star of truth. Breathe ye into the world's worn and wasted body the fresh breath of life, and in the furrows of every region sow ye holy seed. Rise up to champion this cause. Open your lips and teach. In the meeting place of life, be ye a guiding candle. In the skies of this world, be dazzling stars. In the gardens of unity, be birds of the spirit, singing of inner truths and mysteries. Expend your every breath of life in this great cause, and dedicate all your days to the service of Baha, so that in the end, safe from loss and deprivation, ye will inherit the heaped-up treasures of the realms above. For the days of a man are full of peril, and he cannot rely on so much as a moment more of life. And still, the people, who are even as a wavering mirage of illusions, tell themselves that in the end they shall reach the heights. Alas for them, the men of bygone times hugged these same fancies to their breasts until a wave flicked over them and they returned to dust, and they found themselves excluded and bereft, all save those souls who had freed themselves from self and had flung away their lives in the pathway of God. Their bright star shone out in the skies of ancient glory, and the handed-down memories of all the ages are the proof of what I say. Wherefore rest ye neither day nor night, and seek no ease. Tell ye the secrets of servitude, follow the pathway of service till ye attain the promised succour that cometh from the realms of God. O friends, black clouds have shrouded all this earth, and the darkness of hatred and malice, of cruelty and aggression and defilement, is spreading far and wide. The people, one and all, live out their lives in a heedless stupor, and the chief virtues of man are held to be his rapacity and his thirst for blood. Out of all the mass of humankind, God hath chosen the friends, and he hath favoured them with his guidance and boundless grace. His purpose is this, that we, all of us, should strive with our whole hearts to offer ourselves up, guide others to his path, and train the souls of men, until these frenzied beasts change to gazelles in the meadows of oneness, and these wolves to lambs of God, and these brutish creatures to angelic hosts. Till the fires of hatred are quenched, and the flame coming out of the sheltered veil of the holy shrine doth shed its splendours, till the foul odour of the tyrant's dunghill is blown away and yieldeth to the pure sweet scents that stream from the rosebeds of faith and trust. On that day will the weak of intellect draw on the bounty of the divine universal mind, and they whose life is but abomination will seek out these cleansing holy breaths. But there needs must be souls who will manifest such bestowals. There needs must be husbandmen to till these fields, gardeners for these gardens. There needs must be fish to swim in this sea, stars to gleam in these heavens. These ailing ones must be tended by spiritual physicians. These who are the lost need gentle guides, so that from such souls the bereft may receive their portion, and the deprived obtain their share, and the poor discover in such as they unmeasured wealth, and the seekers hear from them unanswerable proofs. O my Lord, my defender, my help in peril, lowly do I entreat thee, ailing do I come unto thee to be healed. Humbly do I cry out to thee with my tongue, my soul, my spirit. O God, my God, the gloom of night hath shrouded every region, and all the earth is shut away behind thick clouds. The peoples of the world are sunk in the black depths of vain illusions, while their tyrants wallow in cruelty and hate. I see nothing but the glare of searing fires that blaze upward from the nethermost abyss. I hear nothing save the thunderous roar that belloweth out from thousands upon thousands of fiery weapons of assault, while every land is crying aloud in its secret tongue, "My riches avail me nothing, and my sovereignty hath perished." O my Lord, the lamps of guidance have gone out. The flames of passion are mounting high, and malevolence is ever gaining on the world. Malice and hate have overspread the face of the whole earth, and I find no souls except thine own oppressed small band who are raising up this cry. Make haste to love, make haste to trust, make haste to give, to guidance come. Come ye for harmony, to behold the star of day. Come here for kindliness, for ease. Come here for amity and peace. Come and cast down your weapons of wrath till unity is won. Come and in the Lord's true path each one help each one. Verily with exceeding joy, with heart and soul, do these oppressed of thine offer themselves up for all mankind in every land. Thou seest them, O my Lord, weeping over the tears thy people shed, mourning the grief of thy children, condoling with humankind, suffering because of the calamities that beset all the denizens of the earth. O my Lord, wing them with victory, that they may soar upward to salvation. Strengthen their loins in service to thy people, and their backs in servitude to thy threshold of holiness. Verily thou art the generous, verily thou art the merciful. There is none other God save thee, the clement, the pitiful, the ancient of days.